In their book, Built to Last, authors Jim Collins and Jerry Porras talk about visionary companies. These visionary organizations have been around for decades. They have created generations of leaders, and they've had several blockbuster products and service lines. If we were to look at the companies in India that can be called as visionary or phenomenal companies, you may find some great names, brands, and institutions. But the flip side is, for every visionary company, there are several that have failed spectacularly. And today, they have either folded altogether or remain a shadow of their former selves. What can these failures teach us? Hello, my name is Amar Vyas, and welcome to Why Businesses Fail, a Storytel exclusive brought to you by Gatha Story. In this series, we will explore some of the key reasons on why businesses fail. I am excited to start this journey, and you can listen to Why Businesses Fail exclusively on Storytel. Welcome to this episode of Why Businesses Fail, a Storytel exclusive brought to you by Gatha Story. My name is Amar Vyas, and in this episode, we will talk about some of the other factors that can contribute to the failure of a business. An important, perhaps the most important factor, and that is financial mismanagement. We had originally conceived this episode wherein we wanted to focus on the element of financial fraud. And that, by the way, is a sure shot way of bringing a company down. More businesses have completely gone bust because of financial fraud than possibly any other reason. However, when we look at the world of finance, it is a complex beast. In fact, almost every business school curriculum has extensive coverage of topics related to finance. And by that, I mean right from financial statement analysis, how to assess or evaluate the balance sheet of a company, the different types of
sample complete. Ready to continue?